This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has arrived in Greece for her first visit to the country since the European debt crisis began. There are mass protests there to greet her because of a feeling in Greece that conditions attached to its bailout money are strangling the economy. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us now from Berlin with more. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So why is Chancellor Merkel making this trip?
It's a gesture. That's the word that the foreign minister used. She's not taking anything new. She's not got a wad of money in her back pocket or anything. She's going there to show European solidarity. And she's going to have to play it carefully, because if you look too bumptious, if you like, too confident, you look like you're lording it. But on the other hand, she can't disguise the fact she's got no extra money or no leeway. She's not going to make it easier for Greece. She's going there to say, we're all one Europe together.
Well, and it's not risk-free for her. You know, we spoke with an analyst in Greece this morning, a guy named Mario Efthymiopoulos, who's at Strategy International. And I want to play you what he had to say here, Steve.
Greeks actually refer to the past history and the conflicts that were made between Germany and Greece during the Second World War. And I think that the Greeks are basing very much their opinions on the past history results.
How much is that playing into the dynamic today, Steve?
Germany's very, very aware of its own past, and it has difficulty addressing that, because if it doesn't give money to the bailout of Greece, it then gets accused of ignoring its past in that way. If it does give money, as it has done, then it gets accused of putting conditions on it. They feel all they can do is try and help and be good European citizens. They know their own past. They can't do anything about it.
The BBC's Steve Evans with us from Berlin. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.